in the Mishnah and Lam Beis, Pavak Fatana Fila Ab Vachamesh Pamim, Chayiv Shinema Azov Tova. So often, why do you need Exeris HaKosov to Chayiv to do Pre-Kantina many times? Because L'choy, that's part of the, each time is a new Mechayiv. So what's the Chiddush? So the Rav said, you see, it would seem that the Chiddush is that all of these, each time, each pre-kantina is mitzdafim to one chiyuv. And if you were parik for toyin, but you didn't do the last time, so mafreya, you want your yitzhak chiyuv of pre-kantina at all. And the Rav explained that because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Yud Gimel, Mihilchos Hotzei Chaloch Aleph, the Rambam says, "Mishipoga bechavera baderech ubehemto vovetzes tachas masor, hareze mitzvah lifrok mealeha, vezu mitzvahs aseh shnema azov tazov imo." So, from the Rambam's mashmash, the mitzvah is only chal if the behemoth is vovetzes in the derech on the way, but if it would be in the chotzer or of the bialim, then there would be no mitzvah pre-kantina. And the Rav explained why. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Yudalid, Imotzo nifal b'maso, mitzo liton v'lifrok himo, v'lo yenechinu, not alamos, shema yisha b'shvil memono v'yovo lidei sakona. So you see that the Rambam thinks it's not just a din moment, pre-kantina. The reason is to be matzo l'bailim, who are now in the sakona because they're on the way, in the derech. And that's where the mitzvah chal went around dafka b'derech because of the issue of sakana. And I would add, you see that the Rambam included the halachas of pre-kantina in Hilchos Rotzeach and Shmiras Nefesh. That's why. So while even in the chotzer of the person, it may be a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim to help him, but it's not the specific mitzvah pre-kantina. And therefore, if it's on the derech, so the sakonas drochim begins from the beginning till the end. It's all mitzdarif to one mechayiv of pre-kantina. So he shouldn't become confused, and it can come to sakona. And the Rav explained that's why also we find the Rambam says that. That even the melech has to help in pre-kantina. The Rambam says in halacha gimel and halacha dalet in Perek Yud Gimel of Hotzeach in Shmiras Nefesh, the chenim haya zokin she'ein darko liton velifrog hol the enul fichvodo poto v'im haya chosid also lefnim yishus adin afilu haya hanasi hagadol porik v'toin imo. So if it's shlo vichvodo, he's poto. But it's immediate chassidus to do it. So what does he mean by anasi hagadol? Offhand, he means even the melech. But the halach is we know that melech shemachol kvodo ain't kvodo machol. So why is it in this case there's an inyan about to be chassid and do b'lifnei shasadin? So I've said that the reason is because. Because here there's an issue not only of kavod, but the potential sakana when he's on the derech. And therefore, it's mutter for the melech to do the pre-kantina, so he shouldn't lift nimish yusadin, so he shouldn't come lidei sakana. Even though melech shemachol for the mochol, here because the potential sakana, it's mutter.